And it's good morning to Kathleen Funchin, newly elected MEP for Ireland South and soon to be outgoing TD for Carlow Kilkenny. Kathleen Funchin, how does it feel this morning?
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. We're delighted, as I think everybody is after the last few days. Everyone's a little bit exhausted as well, but really delighted and just wanted, I suppose, take the opportunity to thank everyone that did come out and vote for us, mm-hmm. and everyone that supported us throughout the last few weeks as well, and very much looking forward to getting stuck into the work now and working alongside my colleague Lynn Boylan and doing our very best for the people of Ireland. So that's the most important thing.
And your party comes out of these European elections now with two MEP seats, although you lost the seat in Midlands North West. In terms of your own result, how much of a sense of relief? It took till count 14, didn't it, before you could be sure that Paul Gavin's transfers gave you a good chance of getting over the line?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, count centres, I always say this in relation to elections, you know, for people, I've run in several elections, you've got good days, you've got bad days, and it's a fantastic process in the way that, you know, I'm a big fan of the PR system that we have in terms of transfers, mm-hmm. but it obviously, you know, everybody is a human, and it is quite emotional as well, and particularly when it goes on for a number of days, and totally understandably given the amount of candidates that we had in each area this time around, and what a job of work that the counters have as well. It's very, very intense, yeah. on them for the few days as well. But yeah, it is. I mean, we were all absolutely delighted last night. It's a great boost for the party, particularly in this region. And it's great to have a Sinn Féin MEP back for Ireland South. But, you know, myself and Lynn are really going to do our absolute best for everybody, our own constituencies, obviously, and the wider, the whole country as well. So there is, you know, huge challenges there that we have seen throughout the campaign in terms of all of the issues.
Yeah.
So it's, you know,
and just in terms of all of that,
certainly.
And just in terms of all of that, because, you know, while obviously congratulations on your result, and as you say, the party now has two MEPs, but it wasn't the campaign that Sinn Féin had hoped for, certainly not the final percentage outcome. Did you have any sense during that campaign of the tide slipping away from Sinn Féin's initial hopes?
It definitely wasn't the election that we thought it was going to be.
And could you feel that on the doorsteps?
I didn't get that sense. We a very positive reception. We also, to be fair, you know, in 2019, came back with just one MEP. We have increased two MEPs, and we have increased in some regions as well. Yeah. And particularly my own constituency, you know, we lost all but one of our councillors in 2019. We have three now, so there has been some small gains. Now, I do
and those
acknowledge
are, and
that.
We've been hearing that from the party all week, because at the same time, it's very far off 2020. Absolutely. And I think it has been acknowledged. It's just, there's a party activist quoted in the Irish Times today in the North saying that, you know, being critical of the South and saying, you know, the organisation here was going in and telling people about running four candidates, and added, whoever Mary Lou has around her strategising, how did they not read this? Now, you know, given the way the trends and the polls had been going coming into the election and continued through, obviously there in the final result, how was this not read by a party that's supposed to have its finger on the pulse?
Well, I suppose, Anya, when you look at 2020 and how we did, and one of the key accusations coming out of that election was that we didn't run enough candidates. So we are very serious about being in government after the next general election. We did that for us. Part of that is to give everyone the opportunity to vote for the party, to have a number of candidates throughout mm-hmm. various local election areas. I acknowledge completely, and I've been saying that in any, you know, interviews or anything I've done. And I think it's actually really important, to be honest, and say it wasn't the weekend that we wanted. It wasn't the election that we wanted. So, but I do think as well that, you know, it was important, given the results that we were ambitious. And we do have to look at that 100%. And we have to, you know, look at that very quickly and see, you know, where the messaging maybe was potentially wrong, if that was one of the issues. But it's important that we talk to people and that we understand that, because, you know, certainly not just in this campaign, but my role as a TD for the last number of years and previously as a councillor, those issues aren't, you know, they're the same issues, housing, cost of living, and it's really important that we do have a change of government after the next general election. So, you know, I think there is an onus on us to look at that and to ensure that we're in a position to offer that change.
And in terms of that, because obviously there's going to be a by-election now in Carlow Kilkenny, how easy is it going to be, in your view, as the outgoing TD for Sinn Féin to hold your seat there?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a lot of speculation about whether there'll be by-elections or whether the general election will come first. I think by-elections are obviously difficult. You're running for one seat. I've been a by-election candidate as well myself in the past, so have experience of that. But they're always difficult, but of course, 100% we would be running a person if that's the case, if the by-election does come first, and putting absolutely everything behind it, you know, hoping that we would retain the seat, given that we've had kind of two terms. But they are a different kind of animal, I suppose, by-elections. And, you know, we'll have to see how that goes at the time. But obviously we will, you know, be putting someone forward and doing our absolute best.
Well, congratulations on winning that seat, Kathleen Funchen. And I can hear the tiredness in your voice. I really do appreciate you talking to us. It's been a long count and it's been a long night.